And then my room is right in here. Do you want to sit on the bed? Yeah, I don't mind. Okay, the bed it is. Oh, sorry, let me just move all of these. Sorry, I want to give you room to sit. These aren't even the books that we need. All of my school stuff is in my backpack, so I'll get that in a second. Oh, yeah, you don't have to thank me. I'm happy to. I have so many notes, more notes than one person can use, so it's my pleasure. You're doing me a favor by helping me get rid of them. So all of my notes are in here. Oh, it's so heavy. I keep a lot of books in here. I should really do something about that before I, like, break my back. So what classes did you need my notes for again? I have those. I think. I mean, I should. It's a good thing we have so many classes together. How about I just dump it all out on the bed and you can, like, sort through which ones you need. I know, I'm sorry. I hope this isn't, like, overwhelming. Do you want anything to drink while you go through all this? Tea, water, soda. Sure. I will be right back. For the record, I think you want to look in the pink notebook. That should have what you're looking for. No problem. I'll be back soon. Make yourself comfortable or whatever. Dear Diary, today I start high school and I'm so nervous. I feel like I'm going to die. But my mom keeps saying that high school is the best 4 years of her life and that I should appreciate it, blah, 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 blah. But she was Miss Popular, so that's easy for her to say. Dear Diary, I just finished the most amazing book I have ever read in my entire life. Dear Diary, I cannot believe this, but Chad Davis asked me out to homecoming. It was the most awkward 5 minutes of my life, because he shows up at my car with a bouquet and a sign and all of that, and his friends are egging him on, and I just stood there, not knowing what to say, and eventually I told him that I already had a homecoming date, even though I don't. I mean, Chad Davis is cute, sure, and he's the football quarterback, so hello, popularity, but I don't know, he's just not my type. Besides, I think I'm still holding on to hope that you know who will ask me. Since we share so many classes together and we're always sitting super close, I started wearing perfume. Is that desperate? Dear Diary, school is starting back up again and I'm so excited. Don't get me wrong, I love summer, but a lot of the time I feel like there's just nothing to do. I miss having assignments and deadlines and studying. Dear Diary, that feels so stupid to write still after all these years, but I've been writing it since I was 14, so I don't want to break the habit now. Anyway, yesterday I could not stop smiling for the entire day, and that is because my longtime crush, you know who, and I'm not saying the name because just on the off chance that one day my diary falls out of my backpack at school and someone reads it, that would be a nightmare. But you know who asked me to borrow my notes. So we made plans to study at my place tomorrow. I'm so excited. I cannot believe this is happening. I mean, I feel like I've dreamed of this moment my entire life. Well, ever since I first started high school. There's just something about the way I feel when we look at each other. It's, I don't know, it's, it sounds so cheesy, but it's electrifying. I'm so excited. Hey, I have your tea. Are you okay? Then what's with the face? Okay. Well, did you find what you're looking for? Oh, good. So you found the right notes. Really? Well, I'm glad that you, really liked them. That's good. So they're helpful. Oh, yay! That makes me so happy. I'm glad that they're being put to good use then. I'm kind of a note freak. Yeah, well, I mean, anything for you. What? You like my perfume? Thanks. What? Electrifying. Wait, did you? Oh my gosh, did you read this? What are you talking about? I did not tell you to read this. The pink notebook? No! This is the pink notebook. See, it says notes on it. This is not the pink notebook. This is my diary. Please tell me you did not read my diary. You read my diary? Okay, well, you must not have read very much, right? Because you must have realized that it's not my notes. I didn't want you to read it. When did I tell you to read my diary? You thought I was hinting at it? When? Wait. Let me get this straight. You thought that I was telling you that what you're looking for is in my diary. And you thought that I was like, that was my way of confessing that I like you? That's crazy. Are you insane? Why would I do that? You are the very last person I would ever want to read my diary. No, it's not. I didn't mean it like an insult. I'm just... Because... Well, I'm assuming that you... How much did you read of it? You know what? Don't answer that. I don't want to know. Just, I wasn't, like, saying that as a way to flirt with you. That would be insane. You thought what? You thought I was writing about you. Wait, I was writing about you. Obviously. I mean, that Last entry is dated yesterday. So, unless you think I'm some kind of note-sharing skank and share my notes with, like, everyone in class, it's obviously about you. Of course it's about you. I've had a crush on you since, like, the very first day of high school. And I never in a million years planned on you ever reading my diary. That's insane. Why would I want you to read that? It's embarrassing. I mean, how much did you read? You skimmed through just random pages from the last 4 years. Okay. Like, every thought I've ever had is in there. It's like looking inside my brain. I knew I shouldn't have put it in my school backpack. It should be locked in a drawer somewhere, or a vault. Or thrown in the ocean, or burned. Let me see it so I can burn it, please. What are you doing? Give it to me. Hey. Stop. Let me have it. Give it to me. This is not funny. Give me back my diary. You already read it, you sicko. Give it back. Give it to me. Okay, that's not fair. My diary. What? That was a joke. I'm not gonna burn it. That would be like burning my childhood. Thank you. Why do you care anyway whether or not I burn it? You liked what I wrote? Oh. Am I still mad? Kiss me again and find out. I'm mostly mad that you didn't ask me to homecoming. You heard that I already had a date? Because that's what I told Chad Davis. That's why you didn't ask me. Are you serious? I didn't even end up going to homecoming. No. Because I didn't want to go with anyone else. You didn't read the diary entry about the kissing thing, did you? No, it was nothing. Stop it. Don't you dare reach for my diary. Stop it. No, I'm not letting you read it. No, stop. No. You can't read it, I won't let you.